My name is Steve Mahone, and in early 2020, I weighed 400 pounds. Feeling stuck, helpless, and outright depressed, I decided it was time to make a change. This is my journey to get healthy and reclaim my life. This is the before picture.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the before picture with Steve Mahone. Thanks for tuning in today. We're a little over halfway through February at this point, and I gotta say, right on track to meet my goal. As I stated before, we have about until January 2024. We have until January 1, 2024 to reach the weight goal, which at this point is 200 pounds. I'm still attempting to put on enough muscle so that the skin and muscle will meet more in the middle than they would have if I was just doing cardio, so I hope it's going to look okay at 200 pounds. I'll have to make periodic assessments and see if I need to slow down anymore. I'm also hoping that I gain enough muscle so that I don't drop down to 180 or 175 to look decent. I hope I can remain right around 200, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, and maybe I can just get super huge and sit at a comfy 220 of pure muscle. I talk about all that and more on the previous episode about loose skin. But for right now, I'm on the right track. While it does get a little discouraging when I weigh in at something like 1 or 284 at this point, then the next day I've gained 2 or 3 pounds. I stay there for a couple days, even though I'm eating the exact same stuff, drinking same amount of water. Maybe I just didn't use the restroom recently or something like that. But, you know, you get those extra couple pounds on the scale and it's a little disheartening, even though you got to trust the process. So I have to trust that process. It's the same. It's a part of the discipline that I was talking about the other day that comes with exercise, diet, health and wellness regime, all of it. It's not all roses. You know, sometimes it's difficult. It's difficult, but it's worth it. I have to be disciplined and trust the process and have to believe that it will all go according to plan. So when I do weigh in, and it's every morning before I do anything else, that's my weight for today, and that's what I track. I don't change it until the next morning when I weigh in. Some people weigh less frequently or not at all, and that's fine, but I'm a big fan of written tracking sheets and planning and scheduling and progress reports, so I do it. No right or wrong way, this is just my way. This is the way. But what I want to talk about today is what I do specifically with my workouts. Previously, I described my 4-day split, with day one being chest and triceps. So if you're interested in the exercises, sets, reps, and general philosophy, I'm going to talk about that now. But also, please bear in mind that I'm not a fitness professional, or everything that I say should be taken with a very large grain of salt. I can only talk about what I observe as a layman. I have no medical degrees or certifications, and never even made it all the way through the personal training book for whatever license that was supposed to get me. The most I've really accomplished for formal education about the body or any body in general is dissecting a pig in elementary school and taking a group workout education class in college where they had us perform step aerobics from a VHS tape from the 80s. So in essence, don't trust me. This is headline news at best. So, chest and triceps. As a refresher, the workouts I've been doing and have been enjoying are all low repetition, heavy weight, and medium amount of sets. After warming up for about 5 minutes with an incline walk, my primary exercise for my chest specifically, which is the movement I do before all the others, is usually a dumbbell press on an inclined bench. I like dumbbells over straight barbells because it also uses your stabilizing muscles, and it's much harder to cheat when lifting. You know, you see people bench pressing and they're bouncing it off their chest, or they're lifting their butt real high off the bench. You know, they're on their tiptoes. And that makes it so you don't have to press as far. And it's, you know, the form is way, way off. And it's much easier to do that on the barbell, I think. So there's none of that with the dumbbells. I start every workout the same way. I do a 5-minute incline walk. I do a small shoulder warm-up on upper body days, and 3 warm-up sets on my primary exercise before any full working set. I always stretch the affected muscles between sets to keep them loose, and also, from what I read in a free magazine from the Vitamin Chape back when I was in my very early 20s, and they were doing bodybuilding camp, they said it makes your muscles a little more elongated and a little more aesthetically pleasing. So I read that one time, and I've been doing it ever since. So starting with the warm-up sets, you know, you can't start lifting with cold muscles. That's a really good way to pull something. I'll start with a lightweight and do 10 to 12 reps as a warm-up, move up a little bit of the weight, do 8 to 10 reps, then move up some more and do a final warm-up set of 5 to 8 reps. Then my working set will be about 80% of my one rep max, as stated previously, and I'm getting between 5 and 6 reps. If I can easily do more, I move the weight higher. If I can only get 2 or 3 reps, I back it off. And for that, I can usually do 3 to 5 sets of my full working weight for my primary exercise of whatever day that is. And this one's about chest. Sometimes I start with a decline barbell bench because I've always felt like my lower pectoral is a little underdeveloped. But at this point, I'm not too concerned about which exercises I do for my muscles, just that I do them in general. I'm not at the point like a bodybuilder or anything that has one area that they need to hit because it's slightly smaller and out of proportion. I mean, I don't know if you can imagine a really fat guy being concerned with his upper pectoral getting too bulky while the mid part of it is falling behind. That'd be lunacy. So after the dumbbell incline, I move to the decline barbell or just some sort of mid press. I usually don't do the machines with a strict range of motion because I have rotator cuff issues, so certain pressing movements actually hurt. I have to be careful of that, so I modify my exercises accordingly. I just, you know, number one rule, don't do something that hurts. You know, there's a difference between something, you know, being a little tender and you actually being injured. And if you do something, it'll injure it more. And this is what that would be. So I've also torn one of my pectorals at least once in my life. So I treat that exercise and all of these exercises a bit, you know, gingerly. So if I don't do the decline barbell bench, I'll find something with cables to work with. There's a nice seated cable press machine I like at my gym, but I also couldn't do this with a standing cable crossover machine if the more specialized one is taken. You know, I like cables because they provide constant tension. There's not really a point at the bottom or the top of the movement where you can really rest. It's always pulling on you, so your muscles are always working. After 2 to 3 different exercises of chest press motions, I usually end with a final fly exercise. I like these because it gives the muscles a good stretch and will hit the inner and outer portions of your pectoral. With my chest, I usually wrap it up after 3 to 4 different exercises. You know, I'm not trying to do 8 or 10 different exercises. I'm not doing any circuit training at this point. I'm not doing supersets. I'm not doing really any drop sets either. I'm just doing exactly the number of sets I said, number of reps. That's usually exactly what I do without anything too fancy attached to it. If I'm only doing a total of 3 exercises, I'll do more sets. But because I work out in the mornings before work, I'm having to be a little bit more cognizant of the time and have to keep everything on a pretty quick pace. So after I get done with my chest, I'll go into triceps, and I pair them together because I have already fatigued my triceps by the very nature of how a pressing motion of the chest works. Whenever you do a chest exercise, you're also working your triceps. I don't do chest and biceps because of my 4-day split. I have back the next day, and I don't want to have a poorer back workout because my biceps are already spent. Chest already exhausts your triceps and back already exhausts your biceps. Pull muscles versus push muscles. So as the triceps have already been worked, I do max 2 exercises, about 4 sets each. I still keep the aim for 6 reps, but if it goes into 8 or 9, I'm okay with that. I've just been liking a standard cable press down right now. There's one of the machines has a cable attached above your head with a pad against the bulk of the machine, and you press your back against it so you can, you know, put your elbows against your side and not worry about rocking back and cheating too much. If you don't have one of those, standing just in the wherever the cable is fine. Just keep your back straight, knees bent, all that good stuff. Then I'll keep at the same cable station and do like a bent over press down. So basically almost the exact same thing, only I'm bending forward at my hips. You have to do far less weight on this one, but it really gets a good burn. But that's it, really. Arms are very auxiliary for me at this point. I may up it sometime later, but for now, this is working. I still get a little sore, and I'm making good progress. So the final thing I would say is that, and I know it's hard, but whenever you're doing at the gym, you need to have fun with it. You need to look forward to it. Life is full of responsibilities and chores and things you don't necessarily want to do. You don't want to do laundry, don't want to drive to get gas, or go to the doctor or wait in line for a haircut. You may never want to go to work or do a long commute or whatever your stressors are. But what you can't do is let the gym be something that you dread. You know, don't let it be a chore. Let it be an opportunity to reconnect with your body and clear your mind. Let it be a privilege to wake up and say, no matter what happens today, I'm going to have a great workout. I'm going to feel good. The end. Let it be an honor to know that you have the awesome responsibility of being in charge of your own body, and taking care of it is of paramount importance. Find something you do, no matter what it is, whether it's lifting, running, swimming, yoga, competitive, gardening, interspersed with jumping jacks and bodyweight squats. I mean, hey, you know what? CrossFit. If you like CrossFit, go for it. I'm recommending you do CrossFit if you enjoy it, but only if you enjoy it. If you don't like it, then there's better stuff. But, you know, life is paradoxically too short and the longest thing you will ever experience, so you can't hate working out. If you don't like running, do something else. If you can't stand lifting, do something else. But, you know, do something. 1% of something is greater than 0% of nothing. So just do something. I hope everybody has a great weekend. I'll talk to everybody on Tuesday. Let's fucking go. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please give me a 5-star review. And if you want to get in touch with me, best place to do it is at contact@stevemahone.com. Or just shoot me a note on Instagram, st.mahone. Thanks.